This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here. I'm here. You're here. We're having a great time. Hopefully, you're staying dry. Rob, you think they're going to play tonight? You think they're going to be able to get nine innings in, or you think the game's going to get washed away?
You know, I don't know. I have the news on back here for weather because it's just on, and they're showing 80% chance at 5, but that chance wanes as the night goes on. So I don't know. I'm not a weatherman, but we'll keep an eye on it. I would say they wash it out, but the Royals have tried some stuff before.
So we'll see what happens today. 913-586-7965. We'll continue to talk about the Kansas City Royals, who yesterday just, it is one of the most bizarre wins that the Royals have had in quite some time. And really no fault of their own, just the Chicago White Sox. I don't know, being the Chicago White Sox.
The 1-0 pitch. High fly ball, center field. It's going to end the game, whether he catches it or not. He doesn't. It just drops, and the Royals win it. What a way to end the game.
All right, let's get back to the NFL. Now, I'm certainly not telling anybody how to program their show. Certainly not Colin Cowherd, who might be the best at doing this job of anybody. But I think it's a little bit too early to be doing playoff predictions, and we don't even know the schedule yet. Like, can I at least know the order of the games? I feel like that's a pretty important part of why I pick a team to make the postseason versus not picking them to make the postseason. So I'm not ready to give my playoff prediction yet. I certainly feel a way about a team, but I think we're a little bit premature in locking in who we think is going to make the postseason. It's May. We got a long time until they start playing games. In fact, we got 4 months until they start playing football. I can hold off on giving you guys my playoff predictions, but Colin Cowherd, he certainly can host the way that he wants to host, and he's been pretty successful doing it. He went on his show and gave you his AFC playoff predictions. I noticed something here. We'll play it.
Let's start with the AFC. I would bet my car on this one. Bills win it. Dominant quarterback, not close and well coached. I'm predicting the Patriots will be the most improved team. Drake May actually has a coach. Next up, the AFC North. Even if Aaron Rodgers shows up, they're not beating the Ravens or Bengals. AFC South, I'm going to make a change. I think the Texans win it going away, and the Titans are a wild card team. And in the AFC West, I feel the same way. It's inches, not feet. I think the Chargers embodied, empowered their run game, and they're going to be a ball control offense. It'll be classic Jim Harbaugh in year two. So my AFC playoff predictions: Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chargers, Patriots, Bengals, or new, and Chiefs.
On one side, I kind of feel a way because I also feel that same way about the New England Patriots. Like, I kind of think the Patriots are going to surprise some people. Now, I don't feel that way about the Titans, but if you're asking me right now, I think I would pick the Patriots to make the postseason. I do like the improvements that they've made with their roster. I think there's a chance that the Patriots are actually kind of decent this year. That's neither here nor there. The Chargers? Now, I know everybody doesn't have to pick the same team, and I do think that after watching the Chiefs lose the Super Bowl the way that they did, more and more people are going to think that, hey, that was them coming back to the rest of the pack. But the Chargers had the kind of offseason that would make you pick them to win the division because they added Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton. Now, I know that I've been banging the running back drum for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Najee Harris is the most average running back in the entire National Football League. Yes, I know Najee Harris has run for 1,000 yards, and I know that's the most important stat. I mean, he ain't been that good doing it. You guys should know by now I'm really big, really, really big on yards per carry. It matters. How effective are you? How efficient are you with the opportunities that you are given? His career average for yards per carry is 3.9. It's 3.9. He's not that good. The only reason Najee Harris has run for 1,000 yards is because he has been on teams that have been dedicated to giving him the ball. He got 263 carries last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a lot for a very average running back. His rookie year, he got 307 carries. 307 last year. He's average. Omarion Hampton and Najee Harris are not the reason that they're making the postseason. They're not. Maybe I'm underestimating Omari Hampton. Maybe I'm underestimating Jim Harbaugh. But I just feel like we do this thing with the Chargers every single year. And yes, I know what you're thinking. I am guilty of this. Last year, who did they beat? We could go through their wins from last year. You know who they were? They were the Super Broncos last year. That's who the Chargers were. We can go through their last five wins. Vegas, New England, Denver, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Tennessee, Cleveland. These are the teams you beat last year? Yeah, you won 11 games. Who did you do it against? And then when you had the opportunity to potentially prove us wrong on the road against a playoff team, you got the brakes beat off you by the Houston Texans. Houston? They beat you 32-12. You were never in the game. Herbert, who was so great at decision-making and not turning the ball over. It was an interception palooza in the championship game. No. There are always surprises every single year. There will be a team that ends up winning the division that comes out of nowhere. There will be a team that was really bad this past year that surprises us and makes the postseason. No question about that. I don't know if the Chargers improved nearly enough this offseason and last year. They just didn't show me nearly enough that would make me think that they're now ready to be what I think you need to be better than Kansas City. If you're planning on beating Kansas City in the division, you better be a 13 or 14 win team. And I just don't think that's what the Chargers are. It's ridiculous to me at this point to pick the Chargers to win their division.
I think it is absolute lunacy. Now listen, this might be met as a hot take, and that's fine. If you are going to do the exercise and on May 7th you're going to do division projections, I don't think it's crazy to pick someone other than the Chiefs. I don't think I would do it that way. I would pick the Chiefs from the AFC West. It's been basically a birthright for the last, 10 years? But I don't think it's outlandish to pick someone else. I think it's outlandish to pick L.A. Denver, I think, is going to be the biggest of the Chiefs this year in the AFC West. They had a really good offseason, and they have a coach that's won a Super Bowl, and they have what appears to be the makings of a good quarterback. And I know the game didn't count in a lot of Chiefs fans' mind. Chiefs fans will say they were 15-1 and game didn't count, but they were 15-2, and the Broncos were one of the two. Like, yes, they feasted on a soft schedule, but I think the Broncos are the team that can take the step forward. And if it's December 7th, we're talking about a division race, I don't think it's, the Chargers are in it. I think talking about the Broncos, because they might have the best defense in the AFC. I don't mind if a Cowherd or a Nick or a Kevin Wilds or pick a person on Cinco de Mayo is telling me that another team could win the AFC West. That's okay, whatever. I think it's foolish to say it's the Chargers. They've done nothing to have me scared as a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I'm also looking at the Broncos and their improvements. I don't think they've made nearly enough improvements to think that they've closed the gap that much between them and Kansas City, but they certainly gave Kansas City all they could handle last year in the one game that Kansas City actually tried against them. Sean Merriman, he is on his once a year. I am not picking the Chiefs to win the division. Here he is.
If we take a look at the odds for the AFC West, FanDuel has them at plus 330 behind the Chiefs. They were 0-2 against the Chiefs last year. Do you think that the additions that they've made, and now it's Jim's second year, is that enough to close that gap?
100%. I'm not just saying it because, you know, I'm a Charger and all. I believe they're going to win the division this year. I really feel that way.
Let's go. Nothing
taken, don't want to take anything away from, you know, Patrick Mahomes and that team. But Travis Kelce, as long as he's back. They always got a great team. They got a hell of a coach in Andy Reid. But truthfully, where the Chargers at and the jump that they made, remember before the season started last year, nobody saw the Chargers even being a playoff team. That was the exact same team almost that, minus the Keenan Allen and some of these other guys, that Jim Harbaugh took over. Nobody saw them going to the playoffs. So if he's able to do that in 1 year's time, what are they going to be looking like this year with a full year under their belt, new guys, the coaching staff, everybody understands the system now. So if you don't think that they're not going to win a division, you know, it's crazy not to say that I think they're the best team in the AFC West right now.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, don't kid yourself. You'll be picking them also. I will not. There are some things I am free of. I have freed myself from Justin Herbert. I freed myself.